Bonjour, bienvenue sur Innovecteur, le podcast qui partage toutes les pratiques du management de l'innovation. L'objectif d'Innovecteur est de diffuser tous les meilleurs conseils sur les thèmes de l'innovation, de la créativité et de l'entrepreneuriat par le biais de nombreux articles et interviews. Si vous avez des questions ou si vous souhaitez en savoir plus, contactez-nous via le site innovecteur.com. Nous nous ferons un plaisir de vous répondre. Si vous appréciez ce podcast, merci de le partager autour de vous. Très bonne écoute.
So basically, machine and I, we enter a closed loop of an exchange of input versus output, and in a way, it creates a analytic perception of force dimensionality because cause and effect, the hierarchy, is uncoupled from it. So this is one of my most interesting discoveries getting into this technology. So I initially trying to create some sort of like a anthropomorphic quality through it, to like replace a band, and very quickly I realized I had to move away from that to make space for something that I could not anticipate, really. So a lot of the outcome from the machine behaves sort of semi-chaotically. So I have to use my human ability to retroactively legitimize some of the output, because nothing doesn't always do what it desires, which is some of the fun of it, you know. And this is actually the part of the system that makes me grow as a human. And I think this has been the trajectory that I follow with the system that evolves very, very quickly. But I think the music will speak for itself. I'll play some more for you.
Thank you.
is not really yet defined by our aesthetics and our conditioning, and that opens up the playing field for new thinking. And I think that's very, very important quality of art, that it prepares a playing field for new syntax. I think this is very much necessary in order to coexist with technology that is coming at us. So we have to kind of create a counterweight from it, not necessarily to use this technology to recreate what we already know, but possibly venture into unknown spaces that provide useful or useful, you know. Well, I have to come a little bit to the, I have to come and accommodate this, the capability of the machine a little bit, because we're not at the point where we have that type of speed, you know. So I can create an illusion as if the machine would be able to do something that's actually not ready to do yet. So it's a form of prototyping of like something that is almost possible or soon maybe, you know. Well, I think playing with a band is a different experience, you know. And I think the question of like what is a human performance better than like a machine performance, I think that's not the right question. I think more important is the question is what is the value of any performance, disregarding if it was created by a machine or a human. I think this will set us up better to make the right decisions. So for me, really, is this machine is very, it's very spooky and it stretches me. So dealing with this technology is actually not you know, the point of view is not to make the machine better, but it's like whatever the state of the machine is, it forces me to become better in my reactions to whatever the machine provides to me. So it does nasty things that I don't desire, but I have to make it work somehow retroactively. Thank you. Thank you.
C'est fini pour aujourd'hui. Posez vos questions et parlez-nous des sujets que vous souhaitez écouter dans les prochains épisodes. Si vous voulez partager votre expérience ou si vous connaissez une personne susceptible de le faire, contactez-nous directement sur innovecteur.com. À bientôt et merci pour votre écoute.